The views expressed are those of the author as of the date noted, are subject to change based on market and other various conditions, are not a solicitation to purchase or sell any security, and may not reflect the views of United Planners Financial Services. Keep in mind that current and historical facts may not be indicative of future results.
Hi, I'm Angie Nelson. Welcome to KIOW and Bradford's Money Outlook. Join us as we find out what big things are happening at Bradford.
Today we have Shallon Weiss and Jared Raymond from the Bradford Financial Center in Clarion and Garner with me to talk about part one of our discussion on the future of energy.
Nuclear power has been enjoying a renaissance in recent years, one that some analysts say is only going to accelerate. Our world is low on energy. In the U.S., our nationwide electricity consumption, just under 4 trillion kilowatt hours, barely budged over the past decade, with population growth offset by more efficient equipment and other eco-friendly energy practices. It's a different story in other parts of the world. As more people in emerging countries acquire the goods and lifestyle that Americans are already used to, global electricity demand is projected to double over the next 30 years. As emerging economies continue to develop, and more Chinese, Indians, and others acquire the energy-intensive luxuries that we're accustomed to here in the U.S., they're going to require more and more electricity.
The question is how to provide this without what some say are destroying the planet.
Well, 19 of the 20 hottest years in recorded history have taken place over the past two decades. A few years ago, temperatures in the Arctic Circle briefly topped 100 degrees. One forecast suggests that in around 50 years, Sahara-like hot zones will cover around 20% of the Earth. It's 1% now. Most global leaders agree with the broad scientific consensus that carbon-producing fossil fuels are largely to blame. That's going to accelerate efforts to adopt cleaner burning power sources. The less carbon, the better. The only other options are that the lights stop working, because there won't be enough energy for all 7 billion people, while the degradation of Mother Earth continues, with our children and grandchildren paying the price. To support surging electricity demand without abandoning climate controls, the world will need to turn to the most controversial commodity that exists, uranium.
Uranium? Really? The mere mention of uranium provokes thoughts of atomic weapons and civilization-ending conflict.
It's also the basic building block of nuclear energy. Processed and enriched uranium is used as fuel for nuclear reactors. And unlike fossil fuels, which deliver more than 3/4 of the world's energy, nuclear energy is completely carbon-free. Worldwide, nuclear power accounts for around 10% of the world's electricity. In the U.S., it's nearly twice that figure. And nuclear energy supplies more than a third of the electricity in Belgium, France, and Sweden. Critically, nuclear energy provides what's called baseload power. Environmentalists love wind and solar energy as guilt-free renewable options. Combined, they now make up about 10% of the world's current power output. But wind turbines need wind, and solar panels require sunshine. Nuclear power plants aren't dependent on anything but uranium, so they generate electricity more reliably. A stable power grid needs energy sources that supplement each other. Even in a world that embraces renewables like solar and wind, nuclear power will play a key role. The International Atomic Energy Agency forecasts that global nuclear generating capacity will increase by around 3/4 through 2050. Some of this increase is driven by the upgrading of existing nuclear power plants. Most of it, though, will come from new nuclear power plants.
So, how many new nuclear power plants are we talking about?
Right now, 55 of them are under construction, versus 440 already in operation around the world. Most of these projects are in China, India, Russia, and the United Arab Emirates. Meanwhile, Japan is slowly bringing some of its 33 nuclear power plants back online. The country idled its massive nuclear capabilities after the Fukushima Daiichi nuclear accident in 2011, in which a massive tsunami struck the power plant. Given the greater drama of a nuclear accident, and perhaps due to the association with nuclear weapons, many folks consider nuclear energy to be dangerous. But it's not only one of the safest sources of power on Earth, it's also a lot safer than the alternatives. One recent study found that a German decision to phase out nuclear power plants in favor of coal-fired power in reaction to the Fukushima accident has caused more than 1,000 additional deaths per year due to the increased air pollution.
Okay, well, let me stop you there because we've run out of time for today. Tune in next week for part two of our discussion on the future of energy. If people have questions about our discussion today to help in managing their wealth journey, what should they do?
For a free consultation to help you manage your wealth journey, contact one of us today at BradfordFinancialCenter.com or call 515 515- 532-6661. You can also reach us toll-free at 800-348-4419.
Thank you, Shallon and Jared, for being with us today. Join us again next Tuesday at 9:10 for Bradford's Money Outlook to find out what big things are happening at Bradford. You can also find Bradford's weekly conversations on our website at KIOW.com. I'm Angie Nelson for KIOW.
Securities offered through United Planners Financial Services, member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services are offered through Bradford Financial Center, a registered investment advisor. Insurance services offered through Bradford Insurance. Tax and accounting services offered through Bradford Tax and Accounting Network. Bradford Financial Center, Bradford Insurance, and Bradford Tax and Accounting Network are not affiliated with United Planners. Neither Bradford Financial Center nor United Planners provide tax or legal advice.